a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
FSC's Conservation Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. I guess we'll take roll. Would that be?
Everybody.
Except for Senator Bradford.
Okay.
So everyone's here except for Senator Bradford. It's Representative Junkie, Representative Kirkby, Senator Roden, Representative Gosch, and myself, Representative Lust. So with that, we will come to order and discuss our conurbation boundary options for Rapid City. And I would... Dave, did you bring copies of these for distribution?
Yes, I think everybody has one, and I think the audience pretty much has it. Do you?
Senator Roden needs some fresh copy. Oh, right here.
And which boundaries are these?
A, B, C, and D.
These are the original?
What you have are the conurbation options for four districts that were handed out at your last full committee meeting, and then we have the three additional options that... we put out on the internet early this week. So,
and those are labeled variations of A1, 2, and A3?
Right, that's correct.
All right, very good. Does everyone here have those? All right. Well, I think for ease of discussion, we'll center on these seven options. Is it seven or six?
Six
options. Labeled all involving four districts, labeled A, B, C, A1, A2, and A3. And with that, I would open it up to discussion by members of the committee at this point.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Roden.
Would it be profitable to have Dave kind of walk through... especially the A1, A2, and A3, and just kind of spell out what the major differences are for the benefit of the committee and the audience and the internet?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. If you could just briefly, Dave, if you could, I think the original three have been made public and are out there, but these last three, are they on the website as well?
Yes, they are.
Why don't you, for those who may not have it, who are listening, I'm sure all two people. Hi, honey, by the way.
Okay. The options A1, A2, and A3 are variations of the four district A map that was presented at the committee's second meeting. Option A1, what it does is it takes option A and it takes off part of a precinct on the very east side of Rapid City, right below Ellsworth. It extends out into eastern Pennington County. It's a precinct that is non-contiguous. There's like five different areas that aren't contiguous, and what we did was we took a point close to the Ellsworth Air Force Base and went down using roads and streets and cut that off, and there's about, I think it cut off about 400, 500 people there. So that was that change.
Quick question, Dave.
Sure.
You said follow major streets. I guess we all got various versions of maps, and the bigger ones that I have are scattered throughout Pennington County. This east boundary on this option A1, what would be that major street or area that is cutting up or going down north and south? And it also appears it comes in just a little bit around... I'm assuming Highway 1460.
I'll have to double check, but I think the far eastern boundary there where that little part juts out, I think that's the main entrance to Ellsworth now, I believe. And then it goes back, I don't know, I'd have to check and find out what the road is.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Yep. Anything further, Representative Kirkby?
No.
So, Dave, what did the what does A1 do to? You've explained on the eastern edge. Where is it? Where does it vary from A anywhere else?
That's the only place that it varies.
Okay. All right, so A2?
So the deviation goes from a little over to a little under.
Okay.
The total deviation. And then option A2, it takes that lower precinct and takes it out of the conurbation, and then it adds in two precincts or three precincts in Blackhawk, kind of the central region and the western regions of Blackhawk. And I think the population, just let me check. In that lower precinct, you got 1,776. And in those three precincts, you're adding the middle one is 1738, the far west one is 526, and then the other one is 877. So,
hey, those numbers again on the northern portion of that.
Okay, the far western is 526, and the middle one is 1738. And then the very little one to the east is 877.
And those are all Blackhawk related.
Right. And so you have a variation, you know, that you're within the variation.
So, Dave, let me ask you, the existing boundary of District 33, do you know how many voters that adds in those precincts that are not squared up?
I don't have that in front of me. We could get that for you, but it's not very many. Okay. It's in that area.
And that boundary, is there any sort of landmark that it follows, or the existing boundary?
The existing boundary, I'd have to check. It's probably either a stream or a road, I would guess. Yeah.
Very good. So that's A2, and then A3?
A3 drops another precinct off to the south and west, and that has 2615. And then you're adding another precinct from Blackhawk off to the east, and that population is 2713, so it's pretty much an even swath.
Very good. And all three of these A options drop that eastern precinct.
That's correct, yep. Well, half of that eastern precinct.
Very good. Any discussions of... Any, Representative Gosch.
I would be interested in hearing from Senator Roden and his thoughts on these new maps and how they may affect District 29.
Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Dave and I have had some discussion on District 29 because I think what happens to the north of this conurbation area, specifically in District 28 and 29, will have a huge impact. And just looking at the rough numbers, and depending on what happens, obviously, in the rest of the state, I think that we're going to be in a situation where we have to take some population out of Meade County. And so it looks to me that A2 and A3, either one of those options would accomplish that. And I think at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, we're going to be looking at a scenario where we have to take at least Blackhawk out of District 29 as it currently is. And I think that's probably an appropriate way to go, seeing as how they're already out of this district, and Blackhawk is pretty much joined at the hip with Rapid City economically and population-wise, and it's part of this Rapid City School District. Most of the people living there are working in Rapid City, so I would say just based on that, that A2 or A3 would be the most viable option. My opinion is probably A. If I had my druthers, it looks to me like A2 would be the most appropriate direction to go.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Senator Roden.
Representative Kirkby.
Exactly what is a druther?
A druther is a combination between I'd rather and something else.
It'll break your arm if I don't go along.
Further discussion on any of the six proposals. Is it fair to say for members of the committee that we're honing in more on the A, 1, 2, and 3 options? Anyone have any objection to that? Very good. So with that, is there any testimony from anyone in the audience? Anyone would care to comment on any of the proposed maps? Yes, Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And looking at the current map, you know, I pulled it out, and with the figures that Dave, that precinct, that lower precinct, that 1776 currently, with the current map that we've dealt with over the 10 years, it was in District 30. Whereas if we go with A3, 2615 was part of 33. You know, that was... And I want to get a feel from not living there, is really the 1776 more part of Rapid City conurbation area versus some of the precincts that are up in Meade County. And I was just curious, you know, because A1, can't even find A1. But anyway, I think one of those brings that 1776 out of 30 into the Rapid City conurbation area. And is that really more moldable for the Rapid City area versus something on the north? And I was just curious from the members from that area.
Well, I can speak to that. You know, you look at 30 and it goes, you know, all the way down to the Nebraska border, the Wyoming border on the west. So I think it's fair to say in both those precincts, the 1776 precinct and the 2615 precinct are more akin to Rapid City than certainly Edgemont, which is in 30. So I think anytime you drop any of these precincts from the Rapid City conurbation, you're putting them in areas that are probably not that demographically similar. But they're huge precincts. You can see how big they are. So they encompass a lot of forest area in south central Pennington County. Probably it's in that 1021. It's the next one, probably south, I would guess. That's the county line. Yeah, that's Custer County.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Roden.
Just to add on to that, and if you compare, you know, just looking at the size and the numbers of that precinct 1776 relative to the Blackhawk precincts, where you have well over 2,000 in that condensed area, you can see that the majority of that area is pretty populated. And I would say it's basically a suburb of Rapid City. And like I said, I was on the Mead School District School Board before I was in the legislature, and that area is not part of the Mead School District. It's part of the Rapid City School District. And so the kids go to school.
Socioeconomic.
Yep. Most of the people work in Rapid City and associate themselves with Rapid City.
Senator Rowan, would that be true of the district to the east there, the 2713? Is that a Rapid City School District?
Or? No, that's part of Mead School District. And I wish we had some landmarks on these maps so we could get a little better acclimated. But I believe that squiggly line dividing that district you're talking about, the precinct 2713, Interstate 90 would roughly go right in that area. And currently, okay, yes, it parallels Interstate 90. So currently, it's relatively easy to figure out where get your bearings when you're working those districts, because there is the boundary of Interstate 90 on the east side the east side of Interstate 90. You have Wonderland Homes and some of those areas, and they're. You know, it's not as tied to Rapid City as the Blackhawk area, I wouldn't say. A lot of those kids are bused to the Sturgis School District and migrate back and forth. That would be I think that'd be helpful if we had copies of this for the committee, because that really does help get your bearings.
And that would be the only, I guess I'm I prefer probably A2 of these. The only question I would have is if you add that 2713 precinct into the conurbation. Senator Roden, is there a reason to not include 2713 in the conurbation?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
If you look at A2, my question is what to do with that 2713, whether you include that in the conurbation or not.
That's fine.
Well, as I stated earlier, and just stated now, that area, I don't believe personally is as tied to Rapid City as everything on the west side of Interstate 90, and plus you would be changing that area into a different district. So my personal preference would be to leave that the way as much as possible the way it is now, which would not include that precinct, and it would leave Interstate 90 as the rough border between those the Rapid City conurbation and District 29.
Very good. Further discussion on any of these maps or the proposed conurbation district?
Mr. Chairman, just one quickie. This little on option A2, this little spot that isn't colored in there. If we were going to try to keep everything south of the interstate, just wondering what the population of that little area would be, or if it's part of something else, because it doesn't show up on original one.
Yeah, that is part of that 2713 precinct. If you look, Representative Kirkby, that squiggly line, I guess, that is the current legislative, and that is not on precinct boundary lines. So if you follow that, that's the current legislative district, but it doesn't follow precinct lines. So that 2713 has got a panhandle there, and that is the precinct boundary.
So
But that is a good question.
Is he asking if that little part should be covered? Yeah. I think it should be. Right? That's part of where it is now.
It's not. That's a precinct. This whole precinct is kind of somewhat shaped like Nebraska.
These old maps have it showing it as part of it now.
Oh, they do?
The one that they emailed us. Like right here, this old map has it colored in.
So, yeah, that's a good point. Dave, Representative Gosch brings up a good point. On the existing legislative maps, it looks like a sliver of that 2713 precinct is in District 33.
Right, that's where the existing legislative...
That's the existing boundary, yep.
...boundary is. And like I said, the precincts have changed over the years. And so that little part of 2713, or that population block, that's in its own separate block. That's what's in a different legislative district right now.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Roden.
I'd have a question for Dave or for the chair. Understanding we had this discussion that we're trying to stay along precinct boundaries, which this plan does. But in this case, and I think that's the goal of this committee, is to not divide precincts, but that precinct is already divided by Interstate 90. Do you know what the numbers are specifically in the area west of that 2713 precinct? What I'm getting at is what would that do to our numbers if we used Interstate 90 as the boundary for that and included that little area in the conurbation to leave it basically status quo and make those lines a lot more definable?
We can get those numbers for you. I don't have them right here in front of me, but we can get those numbers for you.
So my question to the Dave, to the chairman, was, you know, what the subcommittee would think about including that little chunk of area west of Interstate 90 in the conurbation district to clean it up.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I don't know. I'm trying to get some bearings as to what that is.
I'm thinking that it would have to be part of the heart of Blackhawk to have that kind of population in that small of, well, of course,
well,
we don't know what the
precinct.
We don't know what the population is.
I think 877 is probably given how small that is and how many people are in there. That's probably, well, that's west of Blackhawk, so that's that development.
Yeah.
Is that Northdale or?
That would make sense.
That area is between
the
Sturgis Road and
Interstate. Yeah. So this map is not actually accurate. That's not I-90. Down here.
No.
That's I-90.
That's
Sturgis Road.
Yep.
He's got it. Well, I would agree with you. I would think that would make sense to draw the boundary using the interstate and the northern, basically the northwest boundary of that 2713 precinct.
This is all part of the one precinct.
Because even just for voting purposes, you're going to have someone voting likely across the interstate who lives on the west side of the interstate, or vice versa. My hunch is the precinct, the balloting place is on the west side of that interstate.
Very likely.
All right.
Okay.
Representative Gosch.
This is a question for LRC. Can we figure out how many people we're talking about adding to the conurbation boundaries by including that section just southwest of the interstate, what we think is in Blackhawk here, right after Sturgis Road and the interstate combine? It's the on the map you handed out to us with the interstate on it, it's that gray portion west of the interstate that currently has the number 2713 written on it, but within that yellow line on the map, just that, you know, fairly rectangular shaped area. I think that's the section we're talking about adding. to the conurbation boundary. And then what is the eastern edge of that aforementioned area, and that it continues up to the northwest? It's a very squiggly line that comes back down to the southwest. What is that current yellow line represent?
That's the current legislative district boundary, and that was based on a precinct back, you know, 10 years ago. And so that's where the current district boundary goes.
And that precinct no longer exists?
Not in that configuration, right?
Okay. These existing precinct lines, these
boil.
If you wanted to break for like 15 minutes, we could go run those numbers and get those for you.
And would it be possible to find out what is within that former precinct boundary, still current legislative boundary, that follows the interstate like that? Is that, does that go far enough northwest to include Piedmont, Somerset?
Yeah, we could take a look and see what that includes.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know where that intersects?
Yep.
That's all that. Where they screwed up the interstate?
Yep.
You like the interstate
90?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Well, let's do that. Let's break for 15 minutes.
Donuts?
So the curb committee can
turn my phone off.
Their thing, and then so we will reconvene in 15 minutes. We'll stand by.
That has to be.
I'm turning my phone off. This guy eats like a horse.
Expensive.
That's got to be Old Black Hawk. Maybe even where...
Yeah, that would be...
That,
yeah.
There's a convenience store right there. God, I would say. I don't know.
Oh, the... you're talking about that Valley Market or whatever?
Yeah, I would think that that would be right there.
I don't know. Valley Market is in Piedmont. It's farther... It's farther... It's up in here someplace.
No, okay, so there's... No, there's another... With that Peaceful Pines Road. Heck, I don't know. No.
The Rapid City Conurbation Subcommittee. I would, we've had much discussion about Somerset, essentially, and what to do with Somerset. I would open it up to discussion by members of the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Kirkby.
Thank you. If we were to take in that little area, that 1939, we'll call it, number-wise, what would we be looking at within our percent that we're supposed to be hitting? And I just, I'm just saying that it just, from a cleaning up map area, I kind of like that if we can.
I agree. So look at your A2. Look at your A2 option, Representative Kirkby. And add that 1900 figure, and that's what'll give you.
I never learned how to read or add when I was in school.
So we'd be about 5,000. 95,000.
The deviation would be about 2% over, which is getting a little on the high side, but you know, would be doable depending on how the other.
You split that over.
It actually be over
four. Excuse me.
It'd be 2% over, as opposed to 0.2% under.
Right.
Oh.
Decimals.
Right. But where it would come into play is whether you know that additional 2,000 would be needed outside of the air.
Yeah.
Right.
Further discussion on, so we're looking at this point, it seems like we're focusing on option A2, and the issue is whether or not you add Somerset to the conurbation, in essence. Any thoughts on that? Yes, Senator, Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you take in that 1939 that Representative Kirkaby referred to as Somerset, would it be feasible to look at one of the outlying precincts in the current A2 conurbation area that would be comparable that we could give up to the rural area to offset that 1939 and kind of keep the Sioux Falls conurbation about zeroed out? I was just wondering if we could trade off another precinct for that, and it's just a thought I had.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Roden.
Well,
I think just perspective-wise, I don't know that it's productive for our committee to get too detailed as far as drilling down on these detailed areas, given the fact that when it plays out, you know, whatever is going to happen in District 28 and 29 plays out, depending on other areas, I'm sure that we're going to have to make some adjustments, or there's a high probability we'll have to make some adjustments at that time. So, you know, we can get as detailed as we want, but I think that at the end of the day, we're probably going to have to readjust these numbers regardless. Good discussion and probably a good, you know, possibly a good fix, depending on what happens down the road.
Well, I think, Representative Junkie, the issue, with, the problem, if you're looking to swap something out, is you're going to impact a different district. Right now, if we were to put the 1900 in the conurbation, that would take from 29. If you swap something to the south, or really to the east, you're taking it out of 30. You're affecting 30. Further discussion on any matters regarding the Rapid City conurbation. Is there anyone want to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, prior to that, I'll just make a quick statement. I think that if we're able to come within 2% up or down from what we're charged with, I think we're batting pretty good. And like I said, that's minus 2 or plus 2.
Senator Roden, I'm looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt Rapid City conurbation option A2, with the only change being that we would add in the area west of Interstate 90 that was spelled out in the map we were given, which includes, for all intents and purposes, the area of Somerset.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion on that, Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think for the purposes of this discussion, I think that's the most viable direction to go. Although I will say for the record that obviously this is open to further review and further discussion. I've not had a chance to discuss with the constituents that would be changing districts, and specifically Somerset, what their opinion is. I would certainly like to solicit input from the people in that area before I make the final judgment on this, but I think for the time being this was the most viable option.
Further discussion on that motion? Well, I would add that I think I agree with the addition of Somerset, because right now if you look at Somerset, it's split in half legislatively. So you've got half of Somerset in 29 and half in 33, and this somewhat squares it up along a precinct line they determined. So I think it makes a lot of sense to have either Somerset wholly in 29 or wholly in 30 entirely. And the motion would be to put it in essentially 33, and I think that I think that makes a lot of sense. And that's something that you could, if the numbers need to be adjusted for 29 down the road, you've got a 1,900 person area that is somewhat flexible. So with that, let's vote on the motion presented by Senator Roden to adopt A2 with the addition of essentially Somerset. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. That motion passes. That will be the recommendation we will take to the full committee here in 45 minutes. Anything else by members of the committee or staff?
No, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Kirkaby.
Ask the chairman, when we do have our full-blown committee meeting, to encourage the Rapid City
subcommittee to certainly meet again in Rapid City, either as a subcommittee or as a committee as a whole.
I appreciate that. I've spoken with the chairman of the redistricting committee. He did not anticipate having a full meeting in Rapid City. So as I committed to the citizens at our meeting in Rapid City, I think we will have a subcommittee meeting as we start to draw lines within the conurbation. I think that's only fair.
On our own.
On our own, just a subcommittee. Expense. With expense issue, we can discuss, but I think it's important we have a meeting and about those lines. Anything else by members of the committee? Seeing nothing, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No one. We are adjourned. Thank you.